Megillah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey. Ein bein yontiv l'shabbos ala ochol nefesh b'vat. The Rav says that this Mishnah is not Gehilcha, so this is going like Beis Shammai. The Mishnah tells us that there's no difference between yontiv and Shabbos, only ochol nefesh, only things that are done for ochol nefesh, like cooking in order to eat. However, a malacha like carrying, this Mishnah holds, like Beis Shammai, that one is not allowed to do that on yontiv, because that's not l'tzorch ochol nefesh. However, we hold of a concept called mitoch. Besul holds that mitoch, that they matter the malacha for ochol nefesh, like one is allowed to carry food for ochol nefesh. Mitoch, that since they allowed us to carry food for ochol nefesh, they allowed us to carry other things, even if it's not ochol nefesh, as long as there's some tzorch for the day, like carrying a katan, or a lulav, or a sefer Torah, you know, things that have a certain need. And also there are other examples, like the Rav brings, like we had in the end of Bayim, Mashil and Paris, Derech Ruben, in order to save the Paris, one's allowed to do it on Yontif and not on Shabbos. Reb Kiveger also brings another example that there are Rishonim that hold, Nebes Yosef as well, that a person is not Mitzuv on Shvisis Behemto on Yontif. And the Ramban in Sefer Toldos Adam writes that there also is not a Mitzvah Shvisis Avdo on Yontif. So therefore, according to these Rishonim, Kiveger says, not only is it just Ochel Nefesh, but there is another difference of Shvisis Behemto and Shvisis Avdo, which has nothing to do with Mitoch. Nothing to do with Machlokas Bisham Beis Hillel. You even have those cases of Shvisis Behemto and Shvisis Avdo. And Kiveger asks why this Mishnah didn't include that as well. Mishnah continues, Ein bein Shabbos liyom HaKippurim el shezeh zedonu b'dei adam v'zeh zedonu b'karis. There's no difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur, only that if a person does a malacha on purpose with Edim and Asra on Shabbos, he gets killed, that's Bidei Adam. And Vizeh, which is Yom Kippur, if he does it on purpose, he's not killed, Bidei Adam, he gets Karis. However, Taisi Yontif points out that even in the case where we get Karis, if he had Hasra and he got Malkus, then he's Potter. Because the Klal is, like it says at the end of Malkus, any Chayvi Krisis, where a person is Chayv Karis, but then he gets Malkus, the Malkus potters him from Karis. And regarding Karis, some learn that Karis is La'aleinu if somebody dies early without children, for those that say that Karis are people that are not Zocha for Olam Haba, which is what the Rambam says.